You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Live stream. Yeah, so just do all the setups. We go into the live stream. I've got my setups going right here. Ab said he'd be here on the weekend. I think he wanted to talk about it a little bit more, or choo-choo. I don't think Ab cuts a lot of his stuff, but that's okay by me. I know when I've got a mic in front of me, it could possibly be recorded. So it's a good time for Ab. It's 6:42 a.m. Sunday morning, so it has to be somewhat a good time for Ab. So we play some tunes and see if he wants to come in and talk about Prince. I'll just open up. Are we in the live? Yeah, we're in the live stream now. So open up the fakeologist.com. If we can have a great conversation, maybe we'll get some more people who want to come and join us. I think one-on-one is sometimes the best. People that talk on their own, and they just talk and talk on their own, I don't trust those sort of people. I think those people are either reading from a script or they're not to be trusted. You've got to have at least someone else, even if they're in on the same game you are, i.e. So, say Jay Dyer and John Adams or Chris Kendall. Like, are they all in on it? No, I don't think so. And does the next person know what they're going to say? Yeah, basically, they know they're not going to say anything outrageous, or they're not going to fire off and start or profanity or do anything like, you know, off their fucking head, which I've heard plenty of things on the web where, I'll give you an example, John Le Bon, like, he's trying to talk to, like, these guys down in Australia. This was, like, 6 or 7, 8 months ago. I listened to a whole 3 hours of it. John's a calm sort of guy, but these two were just fucking off their heads. They were on, I don't know what they were on, if they were on, they were drunk, or they were what they were trying to do, but they certainly weren't achieving anything. But then I looked at the comments, and it looks like, John, you're just this smug scumbag who doesn't, you know, lift your, what's it called, your emotion. Everyone has emotion, and that's right. I get pissed off, and that Frank the Salt guy, he pissed me off no end. And look, it all went out. I listened back to it. I thought it was an excellent conversation. I think he's an argumentative son of a bitch. He left me in the lurch that day. I'm sure that he said that he wanted to talk to me. When I played Frankie Goes to Hollywood, I'm sure that he said that he was going to come in to the chat. And I didn't know Hab would put that whole thing out. I'm just checking all my audio levels here, and I know we're in the live stream, so this can go to air. Why not? And make it organic. Organic. I always eat organic food. I eat organic vegetables as the best I know they're grown. I'm not a farmer. I'm not a butcher. I used to knock around with a guy who was a knocker. If you know what a knocker is, he was a lovely guy that fired the bolt into the head of the beef or the sheep or the pig. Yeah, I've known plenty of guys like that have had cut animals' throats, and yeah, I've seen it. I mean, just watch Earthlings, the movie Earthlings. It didn't get wide release. In fact, it basically got neglected. And there's a wonderful actor called who played against what was his name? Russell Crowe in what was it? Gladiator. The one that Russell Crowe, when he stabs him slowly in the neck and kills him. I've forgotten his name. But he narrated Earthlings. This doesn't come to my mind. I try not to look things up. That's the thing I do as well. I don't look. It's like I can hear people typing away going, oh, yeah, yeah. And so I'm so clever. I'm so clever. I'll type away and look things up on the fly and seem clever. But I don't do that. It might come to me, or I usually like someone else to bring that to my attention, whatever the name was. He had a little split in his top lip. So if he wore a mustache, couldn't see it. But he did have a split, a certain split, like Harrison Ford when he was a youngster. If you look closely, yeah, his the bottom of his chin. He smashed himself, and there's a big scar on Harrison Ford. If you remember Harrison Ford, he was in like Han Solo and. Yes, the Raiders of the Lost Ark. I so wish Tom Selleck had not been Magnum P.I., and I reckon Tom Selleck would have been so much better. Harrison Ford, such a miserable cunt, a miserable ass, but, well, there you go. That's the way of the world. Tom Selleck wasn't available, but, yeah, if it was me, I would love Tom Selleck to have played Anyway, it's what is it today? I am rambling on like a motherfucker. Sunday, the 24th of April. We are on fakeologist.com. And I was just wondering if Ab would come in today, so I thought I'd do a radio rollo and see how we go and talk about Prince. I'd like to talk about Prince. I've got CNN going. They really didn't give. Prince what they gave Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was like, for days, I seem to remember, and when he shuffled off his mortal coil, he really was given a lot more attention. And I think, from what I hear, again, others can correct me, the amount of work he did and the amount of songs that he wrote for other people, like It's Just Another Manic Monday, like fuck me, what a great song. And Susanna Hoffs, who wouldn't want to fuck her back in the time? I don't know what Susanna Hoffs looks like now, but every time I looked at her in the sand with her knees down in the sand, It's Just Another Manic Monday. So we might start with that, and hopefully Ab will come in and we can talk. We can talk music, we can talk whatever the fuck you like. I don't mind. It's Ab's pretty cool when it comes to me. He let me get away. Like I've said it before, Blue Murder. Do you know what Blue Murder is? Well, you'll have to look it up. Okay, so another Manic Monday.
Microphone activated.
2212? All right, we'll try that again. I don't even know where that fucked up. My mic went on mute. I don't know. Did my dog fucking tread on the goddamn keyboard? I think maybe she did. Or maybe I did it. I'm not going to blame the dog. I only blame the dog when she farted. I don't know if that even went out. So I just played Manic Monday. Susanna Hoffs, a beautiful young lady back in the 80s. And obviously Prince was prodigious when he gave his songs to other people. And he wrote for so many bands now that people are saying that he was just he had so much inspiration when it comes to poetry or whatever. He knew how everything worked, and I don't know if he used that to, I don't know, get them into bed or whatever. But there's so many pathetic human beings that will say or do anything to get a woman into bed, and usually it's paying money. That's the sad fact that the world we live in is a fiat currency. Women will do anything if you pay them enough. You'll just, that's so pathetic. That is pathetic. Anyway, we're on fakeologist.com. I hope Manic Monday went out. I could play it again, but I might even, I saw an older, what's her name? Nothing Compares to You, Sinead O'Connor, who is a hey, like my old friends in the Ireland there, in the Ireland, Del Quar and Peter Sheehan. And yeah, Nothing Compares to You. Apparently that was written by Prince, so not my favorite song. I was just hoping Ab would come into the stream, and we could talk about Prince. We could talk about anything, any fakeologist, fakeology, media fakery subject, even uninstall media. I was just listening back to, man, Trent Reznor, and I just listened to his back catalog and Nine Inch Nails, and that's why I can barely hear at the moment, but. That's just what I do, and just enjoy myself, as long as,
It's time to get fired up for UFC 197, featuring five massive fights on the card, headlined by John Jones.
There we go. I didn't do it right. So you got UFC and who being advertised right there.
William Hill, faster, easier betting.
Sorry about that. Let me just pause this. And I fuck up monumentally. UFC is the most disgusting, depraved, horrible shit. I suggest nobody watch it. The reason I don't even like pugilism, I used to like boxing. I liked what Floats Like a Butterfly, Stings Like a Bee guy did when he was a young man. But when he got beat to the shit house by Mark Spinks in 1980, he was trying to do it again. It was a young man, black man, who fucking basically punched the fuck out of Muhammad Ali or his real name was I've forgotten his real name. I'm not huge into it, but Cassius Clay, that's right. I didn't tie that up. It's in there, but I just remember watching him and messed him up. And then he came out and he was all shaky in the 1996 opening of the Atlanta Olympic Games. And that's where you had your first, that I remember, what's it called? A crisis acting, bombing or something that went somewhere. And then they were tapping blood on people and making, and it was all on camera. And, you can look that up. Yeah, that they were faking it. And no one got hurt. But maybe that was 96. So 95, yeah, when they knocked down the front of the Alfred P. Mura building on April 19th, 1995. Yeah, that was another one where they had all the kids being rushed out and rah rah this, that, and the other. Yep, these scumbags that are running the world doing this fake events. Why not? There must be big business in it. And again, people will do anything for money. So they'll hang around, wait around. They've got water bottles waiting for everyone. And when they see the camera on them, then they'll go to work. You've been told by the director, go to work. And you can see it's all fake as shit. And you can see why it's fake as shit, because the colorful things that people say that, oh, yeah, I was there in the airport and the bomb went off and, yeah, you know, their arms and legs everywhere. If you actually see someone who's jumped off a building or someone who's actually died in a horrible way, and you see arms and legs, my father knocked around with a guy. God, this was years ago. And they rode motorcycles. Anyway, someone come off. And my father's friend was a bit of a nutcase. He picked up a human leg and said, look, I found a leg. And he held it up, and my dad just vomited. It's not like, but if you see an animal, say a beef or beef cattle or a pig or I don't know, just another species, it doesn't seem to be so bad. So again, like watch the species where you watch animals being killed and without looking away. I still can't remember his name, the fellow. That he played against Russell Crowe. He has a scar on his top lip. I'm not sure. I think I fucked up. I'm not sure if any of this is going out. So I was actually just hoping that ad would come in. Anyway, so I'll play Sinead O'Connor. Nothing compares to you. Why not? Fakeologist.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
.com.
Since you took your love away, I go out every night and sleep all day. Since you took your love away, since you've been gone, I can do whatever. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away this blues, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares.
Thank you. Fakeologist.com. Who'd not want to be around that guy? The pocket rocket. 5 foot tall. 5 foot nothing. What a champion Prince was. That was Sinead O'Connor. He sounds like the greatest guy that you'd ever want to be around. Not full of himself. Just sure of himself. But he knew. What he was about. And try and look up how many interviews he did. Like one with Larry King, like in 1989. Larry, again, on CNN, doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's got written questions. He doesn't know how to do follow-up questions. But I don't know, Prince must have just gone, oh, fuck it. I've got to go on Larry King. I don't know why he would have done it. Why? It would have been awesome that he never did any interview. How enigmatic would that have been? But yeah, so CNN are like creaming themselves. They're masturbating themselves. We got an interview with Prince. And then the other one, which is this bizarre interview where he's talking about chemtrailing. So, and people are saying, oh, he was killed because he was Illuminati or purple, you know, the color purple and Cadbury cream eggs or whatever the fuck is going on with all that sort of happy horse shit. So, anyway, you're on fakeologist.com with Rollo. This could be Rollo Radio. I don't know if, Hab did say that he would, be here and I picked this time because he's usually around. But he's probably still asleep, or any other fakeologist. Come in, talk about Prince, talk about whatever the fuck you want. I'll see if I can find Bat Dance. I think Bat Dance was a cracking tune. Where was that? 1989. There were so many things in that Nothing Compares to You that we could talk about. Lyrics. You listen to lyrics of songs. I tell you, a classic is Let's Go Crazy. He talks about elevators, and apparently he died in an elevator. This is the story we're told, that they found him in his compound, which is a horrible-sounding word. Like, it reminds me of David Koresh or, you know, and all that sort of crap. But once you become famous, yeah, you obviously have to keep people out. He's not a megalomaniac, but when you are a sensation, obviously what Prince was, you're not your own anymore, and you really have to live a different life where unless you cut your hair or put dark glasses on and a hat on. Brian saw something. What was the amusing thing when it comes to drugs? Because I watched that full set of what was it called, where the guy was making crystal meth. Anyway, the dude who, the main guy who, I think they were going to give it to the long face guy, or it would have been interesting if, I think you can help me out here. But anyway, the dude that they gave it to, the main star of Breaking Bad, went into some sort of convention with a whole bunch of makeup on. And I heard Michael Jackson did that as well. Just to see how people would treat them if they weren't this super megastar. And it's pretty brave to do that because, you can be swapped and who the fuck knows what what anyone's going to do to you. And yeah, you are a commodity. As I'm just rabbiting on. I was going to play Bat Dance. So yeah, Ab, if you're listening, or any Ab followers, fakeologist.com followers, if you are followers or your leaders or just listeners or just have some opinion or something to say, talk now or forever keep your peace. Okay, so Bat Dance. Yeah, Fakeologist. Fakeologist.com. 7 minutes of absolute goodness. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Prince. Lexer, it's obviously not the original Bat Dance as I remember, so because you could be fooled all the I just clicked on the wrong fucking thing here. But it's wonderful, some of the things that you find online where you just accidentally click or whatever it is. Maybe this is the real one. And look, here we are on Fakeologist.
It's time to get fired up.
Oh my god, Ed. Go away. Maybe this is the real one. Oh, too bad. There, go away. Anyway. Yeah, this is
I got a live one.
Yep. This sounds better. Okay, so here we are, Fakeologist.com. Hopefully, Ab will come in and we'll talk about Prince. It caused some consternation with a few people. It's certainly got some a lot of replies going on back and forth, Maybe our friend Tommy Dalbra would come in and chime in with some action with his thoughts on Prince and anything, but certainly Prince related at the moment, because Prince is the topic of the hour or the day. 24th of April 2016, Sunday, so a day ahead. Here we go. Fakeologist.com.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Dance with the devil in the pale moonlight. just like the sound of it.
Hey, Jackie, let me stick the 7-inch in the computer.
That's Fakeologist. We're on Fakeologist.com. Gyro C3121, published on 15th, 2012. Yeah, music by Prince. Oh, my God. Stuck the 7-inch into the computer. Oh, my God. We're talking about 1989? Man, years ago. Years ago. And back when Prince, when I remember Prince as the Little Red Corvette. It was the very first time he ever came to my consciousness, like 1983, I think it was. And because I was born in 69, so 83, I would have been 13 years old, and I turned the radio on Little Red Corvette. But apparently he really came to prominence in 79. He did an album. I don't know anything about that sort of stuff. But, yeah, of course, Purple Rain and When Doves Cry is just, it is the song of songs. And I, if you listen back to Abbaretto, Fakeologist.com back catalog, I'm sure I played that. And I couldn't play the original because I don't know what it is about Warner Brothers and him. They had this massive fucking... Right now, Ab says it's all make-believe or whatever, and maybe even the his death is make-believe, because Felix put the thing in. I would have resisted putting that in, but Felix posted it. I didn't. I certainly was pissed off when Fox News went on a tangent when they don't fucking know what they're talking about flu. He had the flu. Maybe they heard that he had the flu and his plane sort of landed and went to some sort of... He wasn't well. There's fucking shit now about him being... Like, he's suicided. Suicided. Like, what sort of shit is that to talk about? And just wait till we know. I mean, wait till we know. If we'll ever know, I guess, because the media lies so incessantly and compulsively and disgustingly... Sadly, for the world that we live in, maybe we'll never know what the hell happened. And And the best thing you can think is that maybe he, because the purple and all of that, they lit up the whole of, what is it, that center of Washington, D.C. there in purple. Yeah. So you know that the guy meant something to a lot of fucking people, i.e. this fucking planet that we live on, or this flat earth that we live on. He fucking touched a lot of people, and yeah, same as Michael Jackson. So I'm telling you, when Madonna goes, she goes before me or after me, she'll be I know she stole or her she was influenced, but there are people like Prince who were, and Michael Jackson, who were they were creators. Not influence is a subtle word, isn't it, for stealing sometimes. I played a song the other day by V Spy. They have to call them V Spy because fucking Mad Magazine went out of their fucking way to give him a hard time. These guys were great guys. Anyway, they were called Spy versus Spy, and they sung a song called Don't Tear It Down. And seriously, I couldn't tell the difference between them and U2. U2 had a very certain sound. I can't stand. Like, seriously, no one will give a shit when Bono dies. I won't. He couldn't die too soon, and I hope he dies with no fanfare. He is a scumbag of the highest order. I even think Sting, I like Police. And Police, back when they were not sold out. But Sting, again, he's one of these... what sort of name is Sting anyway? But there you go. He's just an egomaniac. Like, Sting, Bono... Just you can hear it in that those names already, that they're 5 foot tall and 10 foot up themselves. Prince wasn't that. Prince was something special. He was a guy that only did, as far as I can find on online, two interviews, and he spoke to that fucking hell guy, Larry King. How the fuck would he know? Why wouldn't they get him to talk to another, like, or have, they interviewed the pretend blind guy or half blind guy or whatever the hell's going on with him. The Ebony and that's not the right guy. Anyway, the other black guy. This is not a black or white thing or a... Just a man that, if he's dead and he died in an elevator and he wrote a song, let's go crazy. Why not? It's just too much fun. It's too much speculation. It's too much fun to have. I've just been listening to Jay Dyer and Chris Kendall and John Adams have a rip-roaring chat where they're not frightened to talk about anything. And one of the things that they brought up was in this day and age, all you have to bring up is because that freak show, Bruce Jenner or whatever he was a right, yeah, he could do some stuff in the Olympics or something. Turns himself into some sort of woman, doesn't have his bits cut off. And everybody says, "Oh, you're so brave! You're on the cover of Vanity Fair, and oh, you're so brave." Bruce, and yeah, it's 0.00001% a transgender, a freak shows. Back in the old day, yeah, you were mentally ill or you were put in a freak show, like the Elephant Man. Who remembers the Elephant Man, the movie, directed by Finch? Anyone who remembers that Finch guy who did Laura Palmer? Oh, that lovely, it was a good TV show, actually, Who Killed... Or apartment. But back to the Elephant Man, John Hurt, under all that makeup, and I might actually play the scene because it's actually quite moving when you are different, and I've knocked around with different people that really are laughed at by the populace. Like if you've got a sort of like the South Park guys, that woman with the sort of co-enjoined twins where you have a sort of dead baby hanging on your head or something. I think they were making a point of that. I don't think they were making it like it's a laughed at thing. Well, I like those two. Matt Matt and Trey. Trey and Matt, yeah. People say that South Park's mainstream. It's far from it. It's like the best shit ever. And I'll never get enough of it. Yeah, so Elephant Man. We're on fakeologist.com. Abberetto.info, he used to be called. He's now fakeologist.com. He's like one of the greatest guys I've ever spoken to. He's spoken to, like, you know, obviously the greatest guy, maybe Simon Shack, who did September Clues Forum. Like, and my dog is now going to rip my face off. Hey, calm down. I'm online. I think my wife and my dog like it better when I play music or whatever, because at least then I'm not talking. Yeah, fakeologist.com. This... That is like one of the best bits. If you ever get the chance, download or buy The Elephant Man by David Lynch. And yeah, that's like one of the most moving. When I was a child, because that was 1979, I was 10 years old. I was born in 69. Just when I was in the womb, man landed on the moon. If you believe that shit. My parents certainly did. And Elephant Man, one of the first films I got to see, I think it was the third film. The second film was Superman. Oh, Superman. By Richard Donner. And that's another story. But I was frightened because the Elephant Man, because of all the plastic or that they put on John Hurt. You watch that when you're a lot older and you just see how it was treated as a freak show. And it's kind of upsetting. I mean, how can you not be upset by and it was a great piece of work that John Hurt did. I mean, that man has done so many fantastic things. I mean, having the bloody aliens smash out of his chest, and now he's still working now, even though they say that he's on his last legs because he's dying of cancer, and he's still working for Big Finish and doing the War Doctor stuff on audio, so you can buy all that over at Big Finish. It sounds like I'm doing an ad. I'm not. I'm not paid by anyone. I'll say what I think. I'll do what I say. No, I don't. I won't do what I say. If I did what I said, I'd stop drinking years ago. But I'm just trying to fill up the gaps. I was just hoping Ab would come in, and Ab doesn't have to put any of this there. I've always said that. You don't have to put anything I say to air, and I won't get upset by it. But, yeah, Prince did die this week, and I thought we might let's play another. I think he wrote some songs for Martika in the Kitchen. So I said, oh, I'm not sure if I'll have to check that. I might.
Microphone activated.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Prince wrote this one, but I remember it's. Fakeologist.com.
It wasn't my intention to mislead you. It never should have been this way. What can I say? It's true, I did extend the invitation. I never knew how long.
Come back and play with me. Everybody dance, hide the
again, I'm not absolutely sure that Prince wrote that. I'm keen to play all the songs, or a lot of the songs that he actually didn't, under his own name. I mean, that he wrote for other, mostly women. Who remembers, back in the day, Cream is probably my favorite. Get on top, Cream. See if we can find that. I know that that's his own. And he had those two twins or something. Those two beautiful women apparently had a menage a trois, or whatever you call it. You know, a threesome with them. And good luck to him. I mean, that talented, and yeah, you deserve it. I'm typing in now. Cream, Get on Top, Prince. I'm finding it hard to find his actually own. Now my dog's going to start fucking barking. Here we go. There we go. Looks like it. There we go. Right one. We are on fakeologist.com. I don't think that's what it's called.
Express Fame.
Nope.
Seattle. Spokane. Thank you. Now we're on track 17.
Fakeologist.com. Cream.
What's that, a Greek restaurant? And why are you dressed like this?
I like the way I'm dressed. Besides, that's what Prince likes.
Who's this Prince?
Do you have any plans for movies?
Take your music to today's world.
Are you in love?
Do you consider yourself a modern-day Mozart?
There's two both of you are having an affair with Prince.
Yes. No. Yes.
Ladies, what would you like?
I'll have a cream soda. I'll have the fresh strawberries with cream.
Oh, I'm dying for some fresh
strawberries. Oh, he wants some of yours, but not some of mine. I see.
This is the final boarding call for the express train to Minneapolis, now leaving on track 26.
Get on top, cream.
Sensational. Fakeologist.com. You just gotta watch that film. But to know the man, and not to know the man, it's, how do we know the man? The man's enigmatic. He never gave himself, not to the populace. You only saw the finished product when it came to Prince. You only saw, and that's what freaks a lot of people out. They go, oh my God. My God, oh my God, oh my God, there's this guy, and he doesn't, you've got people like Madonna, she's huge, but she's like so up herself, so full of herself, like, she'll never be a prince. Prince is like this, like, wonderful, must have been, you know, to have, to be around him. Privately would have been a fantastic thing. I massively think that would have been, like Stevie Wonder. They were interviewing him the other day and they asked Stevie Wonder if he'd play live, and he did a little blub, and I went, that looked real to me. It made me a little bit sad in my heart that the guy that was interviewing didn't know what he was fucking saying, but these talking heads don't do. Don't know what they're talking about half the time. Fourth Blitzer trying to talk about Prince. And I knew Anderson Cooper would do it. Bill O'Reilly didn't do it. He just stuck with Bernie and fucking Hillary, you know, because Bill O'Reilly would look like a fucking fool if he's talking about Prince. He wouldn't fucking know the first fucking thing about Prince. But there's Anderson Cooper doing his normal, straight-faced, I know what I'm talking about, and he's got all the sort of people that say, so Anderson Cooper, you know, you're the insider, but why not get why not have Stevie Wonder do a whole show on, and what, or someone who was close to him to give someone, but no, these ego fucking maniacs, these psychopaths that are running the system. They won't allow. What about Judge Jeanine? Let's see. Judge Jeanine's got a take on Prince, and it's down in Australia. You know, it's not getting nearly the airtime that Michael Jackson's death got. I think Prince. You just think, yeah, the Prince, the prodigious, the product, the stuff that he produced, the little pocket rocket of a man, like 5'2". Yeah, he could walk on stilts just like, just like a woman. I don't know how they fucking walk on those goddamn things. I put them on a couple of times just for a laugh, and yeah, I twisted my ankle and fucked myself up pretty badly. Anyway, I'm just rabbiting on. I'm just remembering my joy as a youngster. Prince, when I listen to him, it really does take you back to because the undiscovered country is the past. When you think about the past and you think about the things that, when you were young and you could do things that I can't do now, like I could, I can barely walk now. My knees are shot. I'm not going to prattle on about my life's problems, but I'd like to hear the original When Doves Cry. They actually played that full on both channels, CNN and Fox and Sky, uninterrupted. Try and find that on fucking YouTube. It's not that fucking easy, but I'm going to give it a go now. I'm hoping Ab or certainly Tom Dalbra, no, Ab and Tom Dalbra would be perfect, or any other fakeologist. I'm just trying to fill up. I'm just enjoying myself. I had a couple of spliffs and just enjoying myself. So let's see if we can find the proper When Doves Cry.
Microphone activated.
You think you could find this when I'm bloody hopeless half the time when I'm looking for stuff? Anyway, here we go. Fakeologist.com. 3,200,000 views. I think you should be more than that. When Doves Cry.
Why do we scream at each other?
We need Tommy Dalbert here, fakeologist.com. What makes that song so fantastic? What makes that song so awesome? Is that that dun 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 dun, or is it the poetry? What makes a song so goddamn awesome that you just listen to it over and over and over again? Dun 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 dun. It's beautiful. Beautiful song and a beautiful man, and if it's to be believed, I mean, I don't want to think that he's faked his own death or what. Or maybe I do want to believe that way he's, he goes off and lives on his own private island, and he's done his what do you call it, service to humanity. No, I think the guy's dead, and hey, he lived. If you've watched the movie Braveheart, the Mel Gibson film, you know, he lived like 10 lifetimes in like his all his 57 years. He in private jet and just enjoyed himself and produced a real producer, not these fucking money producers. What does a producer do? Like a movie producer, ask yourself. It's the classic thing. What does a fucking movie produce? It's fiat currency. I mean, it doesn't produce anything. He just, yeah, like Superman. Richard Donner directed Superman in 1978, one of the first films I ever saw, and immediately got sacked of Sorkind's. He's Ira Sorkind, or whatever his name was. Fucking sacked him. Cut out all of Marlon Brando with the second one. They're money grabbers. And Donna was pissed off as all hell that he got fucked over. But they kept the footage. Luckily, it's not the best film, the Richard Donner cut of the Superman 2. It's certainly a lot better than Richard Lester's effort. If someone could mediate and just say, look, Donna, Lester, I don't know if Lester's still with us. I'm pretty sure Donna's still alive. Come together and make the perfect Superman 2 out of all the footage you have. There should be a 4-hour film there, and it would be something special. But there you go. That's the world we live in. Egos and money. Like, what did Donna say on the DVD commentary? He says, "Look, if the movie was a flop, you know, not a problem. He would have been allowed to do the full second film." And no, it was a rip-roaring success. I mean, the opening credits cost more than like a movie back then. Like the opening credits to Superman, the movie, 1978, are so spectacular. To do them now would be a piece of cake. Nothing. No one thinks anything of it. But back then, in 1978, that cost, I don't know, what a normal film would cost. But that's Richard Donner. He knew where to spend the money. He didn't know he'd get Christopher Reeve as the main guy. Like, that's just a happy accident, maybe. Like, I think he looked up at his dentist or something and said, well, look, he looks a little bit like Superman, but he couldn't act out of a paper bag. So, yeah, Chris Reeves was just a super happy accident. And then, of course, as there's a Superman thing, yep, he goes and breaks his neck, and the rest is history. Okay, so we're on Prince. I am rabbiting on big time tonight, and I don't know if any of this will go to air, but let's put another Prince tune on. I'm hopeless. If I don't have people here to correct me, I know it's a Prince show, but... all excited about this. Terrence Stamp. Oh, look, Marlon Brando. Susanna York. Oh, look, he's so young. Fakeologist.com. Injustice is what I don't like. I think Donna had every right to do the second one. I'm probably getting off the topic here. And one of my favorite things that me and my wife play is that she cannot tell the difference between the Superman theme. This is John Williams. So Superman goes, no. Or is it the Star Wars theme? We'll always have much fun playing that game. Anyway. My wife's so amusing. She cannot tell the difference between Denzel Washington or the dude out of Shawshank Redemption. She says all black men look the same. All black men look the same. That sounds racist, but she has issues with black men and they all look the same to her. I can't help but laugh at that. I mean, that sounds as racist as all hell, but... if I met Denzel Washington or I met, Chris Rock or the famous, I've forgotten his name, the fellow out of Shawshank Redemption, one of my favorite actors. He's got that lovely voice. And I know who I was talking to, but my wife doesn't. She's so funny like that. When it comes to Superman in my life, I mean, Prince, yeah, a fantastic human being. But it would be Simon Shack and obviously aberratofakeologist.com. I mean, I'm sucking a bit of cock to get where I am, but... just people who... go out of their way and do something special. I mean, Ab setting up the site the way he has and where he lets people vent. You can come and vent, whatever, vent your spleen or whatever thing it is. Like, again, I just listened to Jay Dyer, Chris Kendall, and John Adams do a free-flowing 3 hours. And the way those guys talk, I mean, they talk honestly and openly and freely and especially the point of the whole conversation, I think, is these fucking freak shows like Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner is a fucking freak show. He's not to be lauded as like, oh, you're so special. No, you're a freak show. You need help. You need help. You don't need praise. You need help. Professional help. And I think my wife has just come into the room. And have I woken you up? I'm still waiting. I wanted to do a show on Prince. Did you want to come online and talk to the people at home? Nope. All right. So I'll go on mute and hang around. I don't know if this is the wrong time. I haven't checked my time zones, but usually at this time I can catch up with Ab and when he's, you know, when he's in a relaxed mode, where he's not in his studio, where he's not in his, although when he's driving, he seems actually a lot more relaxed, but he seems a bit uptight when he's in his studio. But I don't mind. I don't mind. It's not I don't care. It's just I don't mind. I might go out with a. What's your favorite Prince song? All right, you can think about it. Dead air doesn't matter on fakeologist.com. Well, little red Corvette? You're kidding? Really? All right, let's see if we can find that. It shouldn't be hard to find now. He's just pegged it. So little red Corvette, my wife says, is the one she wants to hear. So I'll hang. I don't know if I'm going to go out with that, but I'll hang and see if. Certainly, I'd love Ab and Tommy Dauber to come in and talk about Prince and Red. I'm typing now. Corvette. If that one's freely available. I'm going here. And this could be it. Yep. Fakeologist.com. Little Red Corvette. Hey, we can sing along. It's got the lyrics and everything.
By the way, you
talk my car. That's actually hard to say. See the kind of person.
Leaves and making out once. Love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. Shed a pocket full of horses. Trojan and some abuse. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see what I
mean?
When you drove me to the place where your horses run free, I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. James, on the verge of being insane. No, baby, give me the keys. I'm gonna try to take them anyway. Love machine.
You got to slow down.
Pocket Rocket. He's a pocket rocket. He made you feel so good. A pocket rocket. It's like you could put him in your pocket. He was that little. He was a little 5 foot man, but with so much talent, so much joy that he brought to the world. And, oh, man, I forgot. Little Red Corvette is the first song that, that made me sit up and take notice. And just my little life. Who am I? I'm no one. But he was like, he could command. It would have been so much joy just to, spend a night with him. I think he was just, I was going to go out. What about Kiss? Do you remember Kiss? Was that a cover song? Did he cover that or no, I think, who was that Irishman or the Welshman that covered it? Tom Jones? Yeah. But, the way that Prince did it was just, that was just freak show stuff. It was so good. Tom Jones just did it in his normal style, and I mean, he had the little sexy panties thrown off at him, but I don't know about Prince. Maybe we should play Kiss, and we'll go out with Kiss if we can. Not Kiss as in, the guys that were made up in makeup, and I was made for loving you, but Kiss! Oh, that was just a fantastic piece of work. All right. Oh, yeah, my wife's getting juiced up at this stuff, but here we go. Fakeologist.com. Come. Oh, com. Com.
Not your age, not your shoes, not your shoes. Kiss.
Hi, I'm Pablo Novi of 911truthdialogue.com, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.